Reading from Surrender Unto Me, Overview of the Bhagavad Gita. This is Chapter 9, The Most Confidential Knowledge. Krishna is revealing that to Arjuna, his relationship with his devotees and his devotees' relationship with him. This is text 32. Krishna says, O son of Prita, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, or merchants, sudras, workers, they can attain the supreme destination. Comment. This verse is a continuation of Krishna's declaration, so it also glorifies the potency of bhakti. Even the most sinful can become purified by devotional service. Here, Krishna speaks about those who have taken a lower birth. The next verse describes those who have taken higher births. 33. How much more this is so of the righteous Brahmana, the devotees, and the saintly kings. Therefore, having come to this temporary material world, engage in loving service unto me. Comment. Krishna is saying, those of lower birth get purified by devotional service. What to speak of those who have taken a higher birth? The term anityam, as Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport, means not eternal. To describe the material world, Krishna has used this word, not the word mitya, false. Mayavadis say that this world is false, but Srila Prabhupada writes, we can understand from Bhagavad Gita that the world is not false. It is temporary. To seek happiness where everything is temporary is called delusion. Krishna concludes text 33 with the words, Bhajasvamam, engage in loving service unto me. In the next text, Krishna will clearly tell us how to do so. 34. Engage your mind in always thinking of me. Become my devotee. Offer obeisances to me and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you'll come to me. Comment. Krishna here gives four confidential instructions. 1. Manmana, always think of me. 2. Bhavabad Bhakta, become my devotee. 3. Madhyaji, worship me. And 4. Mam Namaskuru, offer obeisances to me. First, Krishna tells us to always think of him. It is not sufficient to work hard for Krishna while our minds wander. Srila Baladev Vidyabhusan comments here, Krishna says to Arjuna, that Krishna says to Arjuna, quote, a so-called devotee of a king, the king's servant, is actually thinking about his own wife and so on. His thoughts are not fixed upon the king. Thus, he is not actually the king's devotee. You, however, in contrast with such a person, should be absorbed in thinking of me and should be my devotee. Your mind should always be fixed like an uninterrupted flow of honey on me, the son of Vasudev. You should think of me as your own master and as the very goal of your life. The Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedic literature. Comment continues. The Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedic literature. The middle six chapters are the essence of the Gita, and the ninth and tenth chapters are the essence of the middle six chapters. Finally, the last verse of this chapter, which is exactly in the middle of the Gita, and which will be repeated practically verbatim at the end of the Gita, is the most confidential and essential sloka. It is the essence of the essence of the essence, and the most confidential of all knowledge. Become a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. One may question whether this verse beginning Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto is actually the essence of the Gita, noting that that almost the same verse appears again in Bhagavad Gita 1865. One may think the Bhagavad Gita 1866, Savadamam Prityaja, is actually the essence, not 1865. Actually, both verses are the same, in that in both, Krishna offers the same instruction. Text 1866 expresses Krishna's desire that Arjuna surrender, and text 1865 explains the components of that surrender. In Bhagavad Gita 1864, Just before these essential verses, Krishna states, Savaguyat tamam bhuya, srinu me paramavacha. I'm speaking my supreme instruction, the most confidential knowledge of all. Savaguyat tamam means the most confidential of all. Bhuya means again. Krishna speaks the verse here in chapter 9 and again in text 1865. Krishna also clearly says that these verses, 1865 and 1866, are the most confidential knowledge of all and are his supreme instruction. Srila Prabhupada has many times explained the same point in his purport to Bhagavad Gita 1865. He writes, the most confidential part of knowledge is that one should become a pure devotee of Krishna and always think of him and act for him. Concentration of the mind on the form of Krishna constitutes the most confidential part of knowledge. And this is disclosed to Arjuna because Arjuna is the most dear friend of Krishna's. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 3.24.32, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna advises Arjuna many times to surrender unto him, especially at the end of the 9th chapter, Manmano Bhavabhakto. If you want to be perfect, just always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your obeisances to me. In this way, you'll understand me, the personality of Godhead, and ultimately you will come back to me, back to Godhead, back home. In his purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 5.26.37, Srila Prabhupada writes, the complete purpose of this material world will be fulfilled when we resume our spiritual identities and go back home, back to Godhead. The very simple method for doing this is prescribed by the Srimad by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Savadamam pratyaja mamekam sharanam braja. One should neither be pious nor impious. One should be a devotee and surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. This surrendering process is also very easy. Even a child can perform it. Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhiji mam namaskaru. One must always simply think of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One should become Krishna's devotee, worship him, and offer obeisances to him. Thus one should engage all the activities of his life in the service of Lord Krishna. In a lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam 1.15.51, Srila Prabhupada said, and this very simple thing is, ya idam paramam guyam mad bhakteshu abhidashiti. This confidential service, preaching of Bhagavad Gita, what is that? Bhagavad Gita preaching. The essence is savadamam pratyaja mamekam saranam braja. Simply go and preach this very thing. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru. This is Krishna's desire. Preach to the world. Just be Krishna conscious. Manmana, just become Krishna's devotee. Mamana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji. Just worship Krishna. Namaskaru. Just offer your obeisances to Krishna. Four words. Then you become a preacher. It is not very difficult to become a preacher and to become a spiritual master. How? Very simple thing. Go and speak what Krishna says. That's all. Lecture, Los Angeles, December 28th, 1973. And that's the end of chapter 9. And we shall end and the end of the comment on the final verse in chapter 9, Mamana Bhavamad Bhakto. And we shall end here. Hare Krishna.